You can start this meditation by sitting upright in a chair or on a cushion on the floor. If you're in the chair, allowing the feet to be flat on the floor and the hands crossed in front of you, or with the hands with the palms face down or up. Sitting upright in a dignified posture, perhaps tucking in the chin slightly, allowing the shoulders to soften down the back. And allowing the eyes to have a soft and unfocused open gaze directly in front of you, or closing the eyes. And feeling the body sensations from the inside. What is present here, right now? What is true in this moment? What body sensations are present and arising, both inside and out on the surface of the skin? Attending to sensations in the entire body, from head to toe and side to side. And then allowing the attention to rest on the breath sensations, letting the breath being the anchor or the home base to the present moment. Perhaps feeling the sensations of breathing at the nostrils, feeling the warmth or coolness of the air, the slight tickling in the nostrils as the air comes in and out, or feeling the gentle rise and fall of the belly as we inhale and exhale, or the rise and fall of the chest. Resting the attention on one of these three areas as the home base or the anchor for attention. Feeling just one breath, one in-breath, one out-breath. What does one breath feel like? We can also open the awareness to other experiences, such as sound or sight, if your eyes are open, to thoughts, feelings, body sensations elsewhere in the body, and to emotions, especially when they become more prominent than the breath. We may notice sounds pulling attention away from the breath. If this is the case, then letting go of attention on the breath, and then listening to sounds until these sounds no longer become prominent, and then returning the attention to the sensations of breathing, either at the nostrils, the chest, or the belly, wherever the breath is prominent for you. Or if a body sensation elsewhere in the body pulls your attention away, then letting go of attention on the sensations of breathing, and then feeling these body sensations wherever they are. Becoming aware of the shape, size, the weight, the qualities, the location of these sensations. Noticing the arising and falling of the sensations. And then when the sensations no longer holds your attention, or it disappears or fades away, then gently returning attention back to the sensations of breathing. If an emotion arises and pulls your attention away from the breath, then letting go of attention on the breath and then investigating the emotion in the body. Perhaps there's a tension in the chest or vibration in the belly, a clenching of the jaw, or perhaps warmth in the cheeks or in the shoulders or neck. We can also label the emotion. Joy is here. Happiness is here. Sadness is here. Or there's a feeling of anger arising. There's fear present. And then feeling these sensations of the emotions in the body. Where are they prominent? In the chest, the belly, the shoulders or neck? And then when the emotion no longer holds the attention, or it fades away or disappears, or something else pulls on your attention, then becoming aware of this new experience or new sensation until it lets go of the attention, fades away or disappears, and returning the attention back to the sensations of breathing. Similarly, if thinking arises, then you can attend to the thoughts or the process of thinking. Thoughts as mental events arising in the mind. Like emotions, we can also label these thoughts. Thoughts of worry, thoughts of planning, memories, or simply thinking. Thinking is here. Or remembering. Remembering is here. Or worry. Worry is present. At times, the thoughts may disappear, and at other times, they may linger, staying for a while in the mind. And if the thoughts linger, then perhaps checking into the body, noticing if there's an attendant or associated association or sensation in the body with the thought. Feeling the sensations in the body. And then returning attention back to the breath when the thoughts and the attendant sensations no longer hold the attention or disappear or fade away. Using the breath as our anchor or home base for attention. Returning our attention over and over again to the breath after attending to some other experience which may have a stronger hold in the moment. The breath can be our anchor or home base. And we're not controlling or manipulating the breath in any way, just allowing the body to breathe on its own. And as we sit here, we might also notice there is an attitude or a mood of mind. Perhaps there's sleepiness or restlessness, agitation or anger or sadness. And these attitudes or moods of mind may color our experience, our perceptions. And so the invitation is when you notice that there is some attitude or some mood of mind present, becoming aware of them, perhaps labeling what is arising. Restlessness is here. Sadness is present. Sleepiness is here. And then returning the attention back to the breath as the home base, the breath as our anchor to the present moment. And when something else pulls attention away, either a thought or a sound, emotion, a mood, or an attitude or an urge to do something, then we can let go of the breath sensations as the anchor, and then exploring this other thing, this other experience. And when this other experience no longer holds the attention, or it fades away or disappears, then returning the attention back to the breath. So we'll try this now in silence for a few minutes, remembering that the breath can be your anchor to the present moment, but we don't need to struggle to keep our attention on it. Noticing where the attention is in this moment. Is it still on your chosen anchor of the breath? Or is attention elsewhere, lost in thinking or planning or memories or obsessions and compulsions? And if such is the case, coming back to the sensations of breathing or attending to this other experience if its pull on the attention is stronger than that of the breath. Attending to this other experience kindly and with curiosity, and then coming back to the sensations of breathing when this other thing no longer holds the attention, it disappears or it fades away. And now allowing the awareness to expand around the sensations of breathing to include sensations in the entire body. So that now we're aware of both the sensations of breath and the body, connecting us to the present moment, becoming curious and aware of the entire body, feeling the weight of the body pressing down, sensing the body from the inside out, perhaps noticing any sensations of ease, of bracing or tension, of lightness or openness, coolness, warmth, vibration, tingling, numbness, calmness. Sensing the body from the inside out. And now inviting some kindness for yourself, wishing yourself well, appreciating this mind and body and heart. May I be well. May I be happy and peaceful in this moment. May I be safe and protected from danger. May I be healthy and strong. May I be at ease. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be safe and protected from danger. May I be healthy and strong. May I be at ease. May we all be happy and peaceful. May we all be safe and protected from danger. May we all be healthy and strong, and may we all be at ease. And then returning the attention to the sensations of the breath and the entire body. And then when you're ready, widening your gaze if your eyes were open, and opening your eyes if they were closed, and letting go of this practice.